Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It's Monday, September 7th, 2026. Today we're looking at the developments carrying into the new week, with earlier announcement dates made clear. Our theme is control: who distributes models, where agents run, and who decides when a tool belongs in a classroom. First, NVIDIA announced on September 3rd that it has agreed to acquire Hugging Face for about $12.93 billion US dollars. It says developers will retain a choice of clouds and hardware. The announcement does not establish that the deal has closed. Our takeaway for builders is practical: keep track of model revisions and deployment dependencies so you can reproduce your work as platforms change. Second, New York City's September 2nd announcement sets a one-year moratorium on student-facing generative AI through 8th grade, with specified exceptions. High school use is limited and supervised, and teachers retain permitted planning uses. Our product lesson is to measure understanding. Can a learner explain the answer after the tool is gone? That is a more useful test than the amount of text an assistant produces. Third, NVIDIA's IFA update says RTX Spark Windows PCs are due in October. Its local AI push also includes personal AI router, or PAIR. The technical description says PAIR sends independent inference requests to available machines through familiar local interfaces. Think of separate workers taking separate jobs. A task that depends on an unfinished result still has to wait. Our advice is to measure completed work, including loading delays and tool calls, and test what happens when a machine disappears. For background, Tencent's August 28th High 4 preview announcement lists 770 billion total parameters, with 49 billion active. Active computation is only part of the memory planning story. Precision, caches, and the full set of weights also matter. An earlier ML Commons release helps frame the measurement problem. MLPerf Client version 2 includes agent scenarios with separate inference and tool execution timing. If your tools are slow, faster text generation may not change the time it takes to finish the job. One item for the calendar: Anthropic lists a Commerce Agent webinar for September 10th. That's an upcoming session, not a result we can evaluate today. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. Which commitment did NVIDIA make in its Hugging Face acquisition announcement? A. All inference must move to NVIDIA hardware. B. The platform will continue supporting multiple clouds and accelerators. C. Third-party models will be removed. D. All model licenses will become identical. The answer is B. The platform choice promise gives teams a reference for evaluating future changes. Question 2. What does NVIDIA PAIR distribute across a local network? A. 1 GPU's physical memory across all PCs. B. Only training datasets. C. Only browser rendering jobs. D. Independent inference requests. The answer is D. Independent jobs can avoid competing for one machine, while sequential dependencies still require waiting. Question 3. Why should High 4 Preview's 49 billion active parameters not be treated as its entire weight storage requirement? A. Its total model contains 770 billion parameters. B. Active parameters are measured in bytes. C. Context length eliminates weight storage. D. Only the tokenizer needs memory. The answer is A. Active computation and total weight storage are different quantities. Memory also depends on precision, caches, and architecture. Question 4. Which description best matches New York City's announced school policy? A. Unrestricted classroom AI at every grade. B. A ban on every teacher planning tool. C. A younger student moratorium with limited supervised high school use and specified exceptions. D. Compulsory companion chatbots for all students. The answer is C. The policy distinguishes grades, uses, and exceptions. Product permissions need to reflect those distinctions. Question 5. Why measure tool execution time alongside inference time in an agent benchmark? A. Tools never affect elapsed time. B. Faster text generation may not fix a workflow dominated by slow tools. C. Inference time always equals total task time. D. Output quality no longer matters. The answer is B. Measure the whole workflow to find the bottleneck before choosing what to optimize. Your practical takeaway for this week: choose one representative task, check its results, and document who can intervene if it goes wrong. The newsletter includes the dated sources and the interactive quiz. Thanks for listening to Code Mingle.